Deuteronomy, chapter 17. You shall not sacrifice unto the Lord your God any bullock, or sheep, in which is a blemish, or any defect, for that is an abomination unto the Lord your God. If there be found among you, within any of your gates which the Lord your God gives you, man or woman, that has done wickedness in the sight of the Lord your God, in transgressing his covenant, and has gone and served other gods, and worshipped them, either the sun, or moon, or any of the host of heaven, which I have not commanded. And it be told you, and you have heard of it, and inquired diligently, and, behold, it is true, and the thing certain, that such abomination has been done in Israel. Then shall you bring forth that man or that woman, who has committed that wicked thing, unto your gates, even that man or that woman, and shall stone them with stones, till they die. At the mouth of two witnesses, or three witnesses, shall he that is worthy of death be put to death, but at the mouth of one witness he shall not be put to death. The hands of the witnesses shall be first upon him to put him to death, and afterward the hands of all the people. So you shall put the evil away from among you. If there arise a matter too hard for you in judgment, between bloodsheds, between legal rights, and between assaults, being matters of controversy within your gates, then shall you arise, and get you up into the place which the Lord your God shall choose. And you shall come under the priests the Levites, and under the judge that shall be in those days, and inquire, and they shall show you the sentence of judgment. And you shall do according to the sentence, which they of that place which the Lord shall choose shall show you, and you shall observe to do according to all that they inform you. According to the sentence of the law which they shall teach you, and according to the judgment which they shall tell you, you shall do, you shall not decline from the sentence which they shall show you, to the right hand, nor to the left. And the man that will act presumptuously, and will not hearken unto the priest that stands to minister there before the Lord your God, or unto the judge, even that man shall die, and you shall put away the evil from Israel. And all the people shall hear, and fear, and act no more presumptuously. When you are come unto the land which the Lord your God gives you, and shall possess it, and shall dwell therein, and shall say, I will set a king over me, like all the nations that are about me. You shall surely set him king over you, whom the Lord your God shall choose. One from among your brethren shall you set king over you. You may not set a stranger over you, who is not your brother. But he shall not multiply horses to himself, nor cause the people to return to Egypt, to the end that he should multiply horses, since as the Lord has said unto you, you shall return no more that way again. Neither shall he multiply wives to himself, that his heart turn not away, neither shall he greatly multiply to himself silver and gold. And it shall be, when he sits upon the throne of his kingdom, that he shall write himself a copy of this law in a book out of that which is before the priests the Levites. And it shall be with him, and he shall read therein all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear the Lord his God, to keep all the words of this law and these statutes, to do them, that his heart be not lifted up above his brethren, and that he turn not aside from the commandment, to the right hand, or to the left, to the end that he may prolong his days in his kingdom, he, and his children, in the midst of Israel.